Rome Odunze nearly doubled his rookie production in year two and is set to inherit the number one receiver job in Chicago after DJ Moore was traded. The arrows point up, which is exactly why his price already reflects most of the climb. The Muffed 2026 preview on a breakout you're paying for in advance. The 2025 season was real growth. 44 catches, 661 yards, 6 touchdowns over 12 games, 12-2 a game, a WR25 per game rate on 7.5 targets a night. The signature was a week 2 eruption against Detroit, 7 catches, 128 yards, 2 scores, a 32-point game that flashed the ceiling, a clear step up from his rookie year. The arc is the encouraging part. He went from 8-5 a game and 3 touchdowns as a rookie to 12-2 and 6 in year 2, the kind of second year jump that says the talent is translating. He's now entering year 3, the window where a former top 10 pick is supposed to make the leap to true alpha. Here's a tension the price has to navigate. The bull case is almost entirely about vacated targets. DJ Moore has gone to Buffalo, Keenan Allen's snaps are gone, and Ben Johnson has talked up the young trio. That's a real opportunity, but it's context, not production, and our rules don't let opportunity carry a call. What the production patterns actually say is a touch of caution. His touchdown share at 25% is top quartile, so the 6 scores have some regression baked in, and his target volume while growing was still only 7.5 a game. The leap the price assumes is plausible, not proven. Muffed! The situation, per the reports, is the whole bull thesis. With Moore traded, Odunze is the primary outside receiver in Ben Johnson's offense, and the Bears are counting on the year 3 jump. The cautions are honest too. Johnson's scheme spreads targets around to Colston, Loveland, Luther, Burden, and the backs rather than feeding one alpha, and Odunze was charged with 5 drops the coaches want cleaned up. The price, pick 56, the 29th receiver. Verdict, watch list, the vacated targets and the year 3 timing are a genuine breakout setup, but that's a projection we won't underwrite, and the production tells a milder story. A touchdown rate that regresses and volume that still needs to climb. Price WR29, roughly where his rate finished. It's neither a clear value nor an overpay. The counter for him, if he consolidates the vacated targets in this scheme, WR29 is light. Against a target spreading offense and a regressing touchdown rate could leave the leap half finished. September watch, the target share with Moore and Allen gone. The entire bull case and the number to watch. And the drop rate, the fixable flaw capping his efficiency. Your guys every week, next preview's cued.